Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Zibai's shot is off the mark. The ball is out of bounds. Taylor Spurl returns, replacing Funmaker.
I knew it was going to be Bahi by the end of the
right,
night.
Right.
I think that's...
I almost caught
bye.
It. Lodi basketball on the baseline. There's the feed to Clary on the left block. She goes up into contact. Shot attempt is no good, but the Blue Devils grab the loose ball. There's Kelly on the drive and the dish. Nice little turnaround off the mark for Taylor Reese. Ball ends up in the hands of Sydney Nobush and the Thunderbirds. Madeline Gilbert wants to run on the open floor. She's double-teamed on the sideline. Picks up her dribble. Nearly finds Sabrina Hartman in the lane, but the pass is batted away into the hands of Lodi. Here comes Gracie Clary. She has the ball near the top of the key. Little feed, little give-and-go action there with Bai. Shot is good as Clary drives to the rim. She is fouled, scores, and will shoot a free throw. Clary's got a quick 8 points in the first half. As you mentioned at the outset, she leads the Blue Devils at 17 points a game. Free throw is no good, but the rebound. Izzy Bai is right there for the putback. Her first bucket. 9-point advantage is Lodi's largest of the game. T-Birds continue to make dangerous passes. They get away with that one. And now they've got a wide open Sabrina Hartman on the right block. Shot attempt no good. Ball is loose, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Baraboo.
Yeah, those have to be crisp passes, and that was not a crisp pass.
Summer Rake returns, replacing Izzy Bai. Lodi's roster has some great names. Taylor Spurl looking to drive baseline. Finds Gilbert, lefty floater, no good. But Taylan Bell has the loose ball. Thunderbirds will get a second chance. Looking to dribble drive. Floater, 7 feet. Off the rim, no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll go to the Blue Devils. Lodi 21, Baraboo 10. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Blue Devils setting up their half-court offense against the T-Birds' man-to-man defense. Driving into the lane and getting denied was Ballwig. Second chance opportunity, though, and there's Natalie Kelly again. She has 9. Thunderbirds break the full-court pressure. Taylor Spurl's going to fire for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound in the hands of Taylor Reese. She finds Clary, who kicks it up court. Ava Ballway getting all the way to the rim. Shot no good, but the ball bounces right back into her hands. She finds Kelly, looking to kiss it off the glass. No good. There's an offensive rebound. Summer Rake put back. No good. Taylor Bell comes away with the rebound. She's ready to run. Fires up court. Spurl in the left corner. Gives to Maddie Gilbert, left wing, 3 ball.
That's
another
spot.
Thunderbolt.
Yep, that's her spot.
For the Thunderbirds, they found Maddie Gilbert in her favorite spot, her second triple. She has 8, and it's a 10-point game. Lodi 23, Baraboo 13. Kelly, feeling hot, fires up a long 2, no good. Off the rim and out of bounds to Baraboo.
I was just thinking the same thing, and her
heat
reaction
check
after she shot it led me to believe that she doesn't always do that. But why not with 9 points?
Funmaker and Pierce return, replacing Dobush and Bell for the Thunderbirds. Ava Ballweg takes a seat for Lodi.
Helper.
That pass is intercepted. But then Baraboo gets it back. And they find Maddie Gilbert wide open for a layup. She has 10 points. Not exactly how Coach Bale drew it up, but it's good for 2.
Boy, and what a beautiful pass by Katie Funmaker. Those are perfect assists.
4 minutes to go, first half. Gracie Cleary on the drive, a nice looking drive and score off the backboard. Gracie Cleary also in double digits.
Yep.
She continues to impress. Madeline Gilbert feeling hot, tries the baseline floater, no good. Lodi with the rebound. There she is again, Cleary on the move, looking to penetrate. Gets beneath the hoop, reverse layup, no good. Madeline Gilbert with another rebound. She's been busy at both ends here today.
She has. Oh, beautiful pass.
Nice feed down court to Ella Pierce. She can't finish. But Funmaker briefly had the loose ball, now it's on the floor. It's getting messy out there. Blue Devils come away with the loose ball. Gracie Cleary wants to drive one on two and scores from the left side. Scoring in traffic, Gracie Cleary's got a dozen. And the Blue Devils are rolling. Thunderbirds break the pressure. Here's Maddie Gilbert. She loves to operate on the left side. She's going to fire another three ball off the rim. No good. Rebound to Natalie Kelly and the Blue Devils. Near steal, yes, it is a steal. Gilbert, nice looking defense. She finds Funmaker. Can the D-Birds capitalize? Funmaker,
oh, come on.
The ball is tied up, and there's a full-on takedown. We're going to play on. Funmaker seems to be giggling on her way up the court.
Yeah, what the heck just happened?
They wouldn't let you get away with that at WWE.
Holy smokes.
In any event, this Blue Devils basketball. Oh, my. And meanwhile, Zoe Bai straight up trucked into her teammate Summer Rake and took the worst of it. The Thunderbirds were not involved. But the Lodi Blue Devils plowing into each other. That was a concussion waiting to happen. Luckily, no one is worse for wear. It'll be Lodi basketball beneath the basket. Inbound pass is to Rake. She finds Reese from distance. That's a triple for Taylor Reese.
Boy, the first triple of the night for the Lodi Blue Devils.
And just like that, it's 30-15. This game is getting away from the Thunderbirds here with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Maddie Gilbert's determined to keep a minute. Layup attempt left side, no good. Rebound comes down to Rake. Now Lodi's looking to push. Taylor Reese looking to get all the way to the rim. Reverse layup, no. Sabrina Hartman's got the rebound and draws a foul.
Taylor Reese picked up a frustration foul.
For sure. And I think she might have thought she'd gotten fouled there, too. A lot of contact is being permitted.
Do not ever bring up wrestling again.
We got a timeout on the floor, timeout Lodi.
Because when you see it on that end of the court, and then they come and they do it to themselves on this end of the court,
We were so taken aback by the action. I'm trying to figure out how did the ball go out of bounds to Lodi after they plowed into each other.
I kind of missed
that next sequence.
I just felt like I was having an out-of-body experience.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say. Because that was crazy.
Our score with 1:45 left in the first half is Lodi 30, Baraboo 15. Let me take a second to update you on the calendar here in Baraboo High School Athletics. It is a little tight, of course, or I should say a little light with it being the holiday week. But as we mentioned, boys basketball will be hosting Lodi tonight, 7 p.m. Join us right here, wherever you're following us at this moment. We'll be here for the boys game tonight. The boys also are at Dodgeville tomorrow. It's actually back-to-back doubleheaders for these teams. The girls and boys are both going to be at Dodgeville tomorrow. And the girls will be at Mauston on Thursday. Girls hockey is hosting Northland Pines tonight. Boys hockey has a tournament at Stoughton tomorrow, and they will be at Viroqua on Thursday. The wrestling team has an invitational at La Crosse tomorrow. And Christy, pregame, we were taking a look at the Thunderbird girls' schedule, and they've got a lot of road trips coming up in this coming month.
Oh, my gosh, I started to look at that, and they have eight games that are on the road, and multiple games are long distances, over an hour. Whoa.
Ball's back in play. Cadence Funmaker drives up the sideline and picks up a foul. She drew a foul. She didn't pick up a foul. She drew a foul. So it'll be Thunderbird basketball on the far sideline here as we face the court here at Melvin F. Huth Gymnasium. Funmaker now looking to drive. The pass swings, misses its intended target, but finds Ella Pierce, who's going to fire for three. No good. Rebound, Lodi. Zoe Bai taps the brakes and sets up the half-court offense. We're under a minute and a half to go. First half. Funmaker taps that ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Devils. This game was tied as recently as, 7-7. It was tight for a bit there, but the Blue Devils have broken it open here late in the first half. Lodi basketball, Gracie Clary finds a teammate. That's Taylor Reese. She's going to fire for three again, and that's her second triple.
Taylor Reese, the other half of the scoring duo of Clary and Reese.
Funmaker drives down the floor, and looks like they're going to say she stepped on the baseline. I thought we might have had a foul there.
Gosh, and Taylor Spurl popped one up for three.
It's been that kind of afternoon here
for
the Thunderbirds. Gracie Clary is going to walk it up. We're under a minute to go, first half. Out at the logo is Zoe Bai. Looks like they're going to try to get the last shot here. Lodi leads by 18. 30 seconds left, first half. There's a nice-looking block shot. Caden is Funmaker. Ella Pierce comes away with it. Here come the T-Birds.
About clock management.
See if they can make something happen here late in the first half. Here's a long jumper. Spurl, no good. Now coming the other way. Here's Clary on the drive. Into the lane. Fighting through contact and scoring. Gracie Clary has proven herself adept at doing that.
She sure has. She makes it look easy, that's for sure.
So your halftime score. Lodi. 35. Baraboo 15. Wait, I take it back. We got 7 seconds left. I wonder if they're just adding this time on earlier that was running off when they shouldn't.
Okay, that makes sense.
Are they adding it on?
That's about what it was,
yeah,
to be honest.
That would be
you.
All right. So we are not quite at half. There are 7 seconds left.
Left to go. I'm doing my ciphering.
So it's going to be Lodi basketball. T-Bird showing some pressure here, extending out the defense. 20-point game. Or take it, but now it's down to 0.7 seconds. I don't know about that.
Okay, then I'm confused. But there was...
We are confused. There's an inbound, and that's going to do it.
7 seconds, though, did make sense to me with respect to the clock running before. And maybe nobody noticed that but us.
Maybe. Only
then
you.
Then I'll just be quiet.
I only noticed it because of you. So we'll be back to talk a little bit more about the first half, your halftime score, Lodi 35, Baraboo 15. We'll be back after these messages on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight, a few foggy areas as well, lows in the upper 30s. For the afternoon, we'll look for a mostly cloudy sky, your Saturday high in the mid-40s. Maybe a shower Sunday once again, highs in the low 40s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 40 degrees.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where our halftime score is Lodi 35, Baraboo 15. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld, who has our halftime statistics.
Boy, for the Lodi Blue Devils, Gracie Clary is putting on a clinic. She's got 7 2-point baskets and leading the way with 14 points. She almost has more points than our whole point total. Mm-hmm. Natalie Kelly has 9 points. Ava Baldwick has 2. Taylor Reese has 2 3-point baskets and a 2-point basket. She's got 8 points. And Izzy Bai has 2 points. They are perfect from the line, 3 for 3. For a total of 35 points. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Maddie Gilbert has 2 3-point baskets and a couple of deuces, and she's got 10 points. Sabrina Hartman has 4 points, and Katie Funmaker has 1 free throw. You know, when you look at Sabrina Hartman's 2 baskets, those were beautiful plays off of full court pressure where we were able to capitalize on that. Otherwise, we just haven't had a strong offense that has been able to produce any points for us tonight.
Indeed, the T-Birds seem to do better in the open floor, finding open shooters and scorers, and when it gets bogged down in the half court, that's been the struggle here so far. And you mentioned, yeah, Gracie Clary's been active all over the place, scoring in traffic through contact, and the Blue Devils also have been aggressive defensively with a lot of steals and blocked shots and forced turnovers.
They have, and they're moving quickly and rapidly and efficiently defensively, and I know that sounds like offensive words, but they're doing that defensively where they're putting pretty tight pressure on anybody who has the ball, and Baraboo has yet to be able to work through that, to be perfectly honest.
Well, we will get you all set for the second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where they're wrapping up the halftime warm-ups. Our halftime score is Lodi 35, Baraboo 15. Thunderbirds were able to keep it close early in the first half, but the Blue Devils ran away late in the half to build this 20-point margin at the break. Go ahead, Kristen.
A lot of unanswered baskets by the Blue Devils, for sure.
And turnovers continue to be a challenge for the T-Birds offensively. See if they can tighten that up here in the second half. Some standout offensive performances, like Christy mentioned before the break. You got Gracie Clary in the double digits and Natalie Kelly knocking on that door for the Blue Devils. And for the T-Birds, Madeline Gilbert's been off to a strong start. She's been active on the other end, too, grabbing rebounds and making some steals.
Boy, she has done a nice job tonight defensively, in my opinion. My New Year's resolution is I'm going to start charting, Ben. We'll see if my ADD, my attention deficit, allows me to do that. I don't know if that will actually work longer.
You're going to take up your already sterling level of preparation up yet another notch?
I am, because I want to be able to keep tabs on things like rebounds and, you know.
Beautiful. Be my guest.
You think?
I don't know if you're going to get a raise or anything, but, you know.
It may require an extra sheet of paper up here, though, and so we may need an extra table for all my stuff. But you'll still be fine with your pen and...
Feldy will continue to get the star treatment. You get all the tables and all the paper you need.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing.
If you're just joining us as the clock runs out here on the halftime break... I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, and joined by the legend Christy Feld. We're pleased to be with you this afternoon, part of this quadruple header of Baraboo basketball action. We're thrilled to have you join us, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, whether you found us on the internet at max.fm, whether you downloaded the Civic Media mobile app, or whether you're watching on the NFHS network.
I'm kind of bummed that I'm not going to be here when John Cannell walks in. Do you know that he's the reason that I started broadcasting? He became the principal at the middle school.
Indeed.
And so he passed the hat to me. I did all of his stats.
Oh, very good.
So that I could hang out with him and Pianchi. And
John will be joining me on the call at 7 p.m.-ish for the boys' varsity game. Meanwhile, it's Lodi basketball to open the second half. There's a three-point bomb, no good for Taylor Reese, but the Blue Devils get a second chance and a third chance, and Natalie Kelly kisses that in. There she is in the double digits.
Third's the charm.
First seconds of the second half, and it's 37-15, Lodi. They continue to apply full-court pressure. Madeline Gilbert streaks through, layup attempt left side, no good, but Sabrina Hartman grabs the rebound and shoots. She misses, but draws the foul. Hartman had 4 points in the first half on a couple of lay-ins. Now she'll try to score from the charity stripe.
Reese Taylor's picking up her third ball, actually, for Lodi.
Hartman dribbles, shoots. That's too long. No good. And her second attempt in the air. A little long off the bracket. No good. Rebound to Kelly and the Blue Devils. Lodi built a 20-point lead before half. They scored the first basket of the second half as well. Stopping and popping from the left elbow are the Blue Devils. A shot is no good for Taylor Reese. Taylan Bell's got the loose ball. Finds Taylor Spurl. Left wing. Three ball. Ooh, rattles in and out. No good. Kelly comes away with the rebound. Finds Cleary. She's looking to push. Three on three in the open court. Kissing it off the glass with the left hand is Zoe Bai. That's her first bucket. Nice looking finish in transition for the Blue Devils. 39-14 Lodi. There's a ball kicked. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Baraboo is moving to our right as we face the court. The Blue Devils have been applying this three-quarter court 1-2-2 pressure throughout.
I understand they learned that in fourth grade in Lodi.
Is that right? Well, it's been effective.
Play it every game.
Well, I tell you what, just as an official, I see Lodi and boys and girls at various levels, and they're impressive at every level. It's a well-run program, you can tell. Baraboo struggling to keep the ball out of the hands of the Blue Devils here, and I think we have a timeout. Nope, they're going to call that a jump ball. It'll go to the Thunderbirds.
We were rolling into the word that we will not name again as we rolled around on the floor.
The bodies have been hitting the floor here.
With a big slam.
These officials like some contact. Ooh, a pass finds a wide open Taylan Bell, but she is immediately triple teamed. Finds an open teammate. Now the T-Birds find Spurl. Left wing, another three ball. Ooh, off the rim, no good. She's been right there. Just hasn't been able to get any threes to drop. Meanwhile, on the other end, Taylor Reese looking to score. Her shot
nice
is
slot.
Swatted. Taylor Spurl says, not today. Madeline Gilbert on the drive in the open floor. Finds Taylan Bell. Penetrates. Floater, 7 feet. That's off the rim, no good. There's a rebound. Ella Pierce, her shot is blocked. That one's off Lodi. It'll stay with Baraboo. T-Birds just can't get the lid off the hoop here in the second half.
Well, we're going to do it right now. Here we go.
You heard it here, folks. Take it to the bank. Taylor Spurl is going to inbound from the baseline beneath the Baraboo basket. She finds Gilbert, left wing. Gilbert's going to float it. 8 feet, no good. Rebound to Lodi and Summer Rake.
Ooh.
Here's a three-point look. Left wing, that's Reese again. That's good.
Wow.
She's been heating up from beyond the arc. Taylor Reese has 11 on three triples.
Three triples, yes indeed.
Lodi 42, Baraboo 15. Thunderbirds have yet to score in the second half. There's a near steal. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds.
That's the second move by that ref. He's very agile.
Inbound, right in front of my bonus son, Frankie, and his cohort down there in the front row. Hopefully they don't trip anybody.
Are. Perfect.
They know better than to trip the ref. Thunderbirds working it around offensively, and Taylan Bell hits a nice little floater from about 10 feet out. That's her first basket. The Thunderbirds have broken the seal here in the second half. Caden's Funmaker's at the table waiting to check in. She started the game, but is beginning the second half on the bench. Meanwhile, on the other end, Lodi, also driving baseline. That's Ava Ballweg with a baseline floater for two. 44-17. In the open floor, they find Madeline Gilbert. She's going to float one from 8 feet. That's too short, but Sabrina Hartman grabs the rebound. T-Birds get a second chance here. They find Spurl, left wing again. She passes up the three, wants to drive. Draws through some contact and is rewarded with the foul call. We have a trio of T-Birds checking in after this first free throw. Taylor Spurl has been quiet offensively. See if she can get off the schneid with a free throw. She had a couple of jumpers just rattle out.
Oh, 42, okay. Summer Rake.
First free throw is good for Spurl. Peyton Stelzer rejoins the T-Birds on the floor along with Cadence Funmaker and Sydney Dobush. They replace Gilbert, Pierce, and Bell. Spiro's second free throw. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Reese. Lodi 44, Baraboo 18, 14 and a half minutes to go. Looking to drive all the way is Kelly. No good. Second chance opportunity after Rake came away with a loose ball. It's tied up by Funmaker. Bodies on the floor again.
I think there should be a five-second limit of rolling around on the floor.
That's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with Lodi.
Jeepers.
No call unless you need a defibrillator. That's the rule today.
If you're still moving.
You seem to have a pulse. No foul. 44-18 Lodi. Blue Devils have been dominant. There's Kelly driving into contact. Shot attempt no good. Loose ball grabbed by Zoe Bai, and she scores. Her second bucket of the game. And we are approaching running clock territory here. Reese finds Clary. She's been quiet so far in the second half. She dominated the first half with 14 points. But the T-Birds come away with a loose ball. Caden's Funmaker finds a wide open Sabrina Hartman. Brilliant pass. Hartman can't finish. Now she's double-teamed, and the ball is stripped away.
So unselfish.
Reese now in the open floor, scoring over Stelzer. So she has 13. It's a 30-point lead. Peyton Stelzer's going to fire a three from the top of the key. Just a little short off the rim, no good. Rebound to Lodi. Gracie Cleary's got it. She fires up court. They got to get some hands on Reese. She's running wild up the floor.
She is.
Taylor Reese is getting ahead of the pack and getting open shots.
And she's fearless at this point. And why not?
Blue Devils lead 48-18. 13 minutes to go here at Baraboo High School. This is a non-conference game. The Blue Devils hailing from the Capitol North. And our Thunderbirds from the Badger Small. Here's a three-point look. Right corner, no good. Rebound bounces to Clary. She grabs it. Goes up for the shot. They're going to say no shot. Foul on the floor.
That's going to be the second for Katie Funmaker. First for the second half.
A couple of subs here. Leah Hess checking in for the T-Birds. Replacing Hartman. And we have Ava Ballweg coming in, replacing Summer Rake. Clary looking to inbound from the baseline beneath the Blue Devils basket. Finds Ballweg. Swinging it around. Offensive foul. I think they're going to call an illegal screen here. It's going to be a turnover to the Thunderbirds.
Foul on Lodi. Number four, Natalie Kelly. Her third.
So Kelly has been a big scorer tonight, but now she finds herself in a bit of foul trouble.
Yep, she and Taylor Reese both have three fouls for Lodi.
13 minutes to go. Thunderbirds trail by 30. Spurl picks up her dribble, right wing. Her pass is stolen away. Taylor Reese with the steal. Finds Clary. Looking to run. Nice pass
Beautiful dish.
Natalie Kelly in transition. She scores from the right side off the glass. Natalie Kelly having a big night offensively. Taylor Spurl looking to answer. She's double-teamed and has the ball taken away. Let's see what we're going to. We're going to have a jump ball call. It'll stay here with the Thunderbirds. Sydney Dobush, I would take it back. Madeline Gilbert is going to return. And we see the first action tonight for Bella Brown. Meanwhile, Skyla Strangeway checks in for Lodi, replacing Taylor Reese. Baraboo basketball, Bella Brown at the controls, finds Funmaker. Funmaker looking to dribble baseline. Penetrates into the lane. Gets to the rim. Couldn't get the shot up. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with Baraboo.
Four Lodi defenders in there, too.
13 points for Natalie Kelly. Having a big second half for Lodi on the other end. Meanwhile, Funmaker has the ball tied up immediately. That's going to go the other way. Aggressive defense continues to pay off.
Exactly what I was talking about with the aggressiveness of Lodi defensively. You don't stand there for a second. You stand there, I'm going to take it. Wonder how they did in kindergarten, playing on the playground.
Funmaker applying some pressure in the backcourt and picks up a quick foul.
This is exactly where I get worried for Katie because that's where, you know, that was a frustration foul.
Well,
opinion.
Exactly right. It's, yeah, and she was kind of asking for it. They could have called it earlier.
Right.
Lodi basketball, the inbound from the sideline. Funmaker now backing up to the midcourt stripe. 12 minutes to go, 32-point game. Lodi looking to build on a big lead. There's a three-point look. Left corner, no good for Zoe By. T-Birds come away with the rebound. Funmaker looking to make something happen. Spin move, picks up her dribble. And nearly tied up again. Leah Hess comes away with the loose ball, but now she's tied up. Ay, caramba.
And right there, when she gets tied up like that, when Katie Funmaker, I kind of wish our players would move towards the ball.
Give her a little help.
Yeah, she needs some help.
Also, there's got to be somebody wide open, right, when you're triple-teamed?
That you would think, yes.
Ball will stay with the T-Birds. Gilbert inbounds to Funmaker. Ball gets away. It's on the floor again. Tie up. Ooh, boy. Physical play both ways. We're getting nowhere fast with all these tie-ups. 12 minutes to go. Taylan Bella returns, replacing Funmaker. Probably a good time to give her a breather.
So we don't have running clock now. Is that correct?
I guess not.
Okay. I kind of thought at the 30-point mark, maybe I'm wrong.
Gracie Cleary on the drive. Beautiful move and finish. A scoop off the glass. Her first bucket of the second half. She's got 16. Pass nearly gets away, but Madeline Gilbert is able to gather. T-Birds can set up their half-court offense. Gilbert uses a Doe Bush screen. Floats 5 feet. Off the backboard, off the rim, and good. Maddie Gilbert has a dozen. Coach Bale wants a timeout. Our score is Lodi 52, Baraboo 20. This gives us a chance to remind you about the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore. We can also talk a little bit about other action on the Baraboo Athletics calendar. It's a little light during the holiday week, but we've got the boys and girls are going to be in action tomorrow at Dodgeville. And don't forget, the boys face Lodi here tonight at 7 o'clock. You can join us right here for that game. Girls hockey is hosting Northland Pines tonight. Boys hockey has a tournament at Stoughton tomorrow, and then we'll also travel to Viroqua on Thursday. And the wrestling team has Bi-State in lacrosse tomorrow.
Bi-State is a good time for the wrestlers. That's a fun weekend. Our upcoming conference play, we don't play in our division, the Baraboo girls, until next Saturday, January 4th, and Baraboo will be at Portage for that game. A Saturday conference game. I think we have won a season. Is that right?
I think you might be right about that.
Well, I'm right about most, well, most
be,
of the
be
time.
Careful. John Gunnell is listening, so
yeah, right.
He can correct
well, he taught me everything.
Any That's, misstatements you know. That you might make. Lodi basketball, they dribble across the timeline, looking to build on a 32-point lead with 11 minutes to go. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. Happy to bring you tonight's non-conference game here during this holiday week. A part of a quadruple header, Baraboo versus Lodi basketball. In the opening contest, Baraboo girls JV winning 37-22. But here in the varsity contest, going the other way, Lodi with a big lead. There's a pass into the open floor. It gets away from Gracie Cleary, but she's able to toss it off Bella Brown, and it's going to go out of bounds to the Blue Devils.
They were trying to say that Caitlin Clark did that in the NBA, and that was the smartest move ever, was that she knocked it off another player.
Off somebody?
I thought, we've been doing that for 1,000 years.
For
why
sure.
Why is that smart?
That's not a new move.
Right.
I actually saw in a ref group youth boys game where he looked like the kid was trying to fake like he was doing that, but really he was just throwing it, you know, to hit the other boy in the nuts. Like, yeah, no. That doesn't count. You're getting a technical and probably ejected.
Oops.
Gracie Cleary fouled on a drive to the rim. She's going to shoot a pair. Especially when the opponent wasn't particularly close to out of bounds, you know.
That's right.
And the pass was out of bounds, but in a different meaning of the term. Cleary's the leading scorer. It was 16. She adds another one at the free throw stripe. Lodi 53, Baraboo 20. 10 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Second free throw bounces around the rim and falls gently through. For Cleary, it's now a 34-point game. Baraboo basketball, Doe Bush at the top of the key. Swings it to Gilbert. She's been T-Bird's top scorer. She's going to fire for three. Right wing, off the rim, no good. Ball is knocked around, and it is retrieved Zoe Bai grabs it at the sideline, gets all the way to the rim, but can't finish with the layup. However, second chance opportunity. There's a putback. No good for Strangeway. Strangeway's got it back. Here's a pass to Cleary in the left wing. And she's going to reload the half-court offense. T-Birds continue to play man-to-man defensively. Here's a steal. Taylen Bell coming away with it. Layup opportunity in the open floor. Her shot is swatted by Natalie Kelly, but it's out of bounds. Oh, it is going to go to Lodi. Impressive defensive effort by Natalie Kelly.
She has had a number of blocks today, or swats, if you will. And, man.
Sabrina Hartman returns, replacing Leah Hess.
She could have easily let that go.
Can't tell her it's a 34-point game.
Nope.
Blue Devils will walk it up. Taylen Bell goes for the steal. Can't get it. Taylor Reese at the logo finds Clary. That's quite a luxury having a 6-foot-plus point guard. Jumped center and has run the point most of the game. She's got the ball out at the logo. Lodi content to run some clock here, but now they're going to fire for three. Left wing for Reese, no good. Dobush comes away with the rebound. She'll find Gilbert, who will walk it up. Lodi has called off the full court pressure. And there's a beautiful pass to Sabrina Hartman. Open for a layup, but can't finish. Clary's got it for Lodi. You'd love to have that bucket. Nice looking pass from Maddie Gilbert, finding a wide open Sabrina Hartman, but no points for the Thunderbirds on that possession. 8.5 minutes to go. Lodi's been patient offensively. They came in 6-3 on the season, coming off a big win at Waterloo. They beat them 72-34 2 weeks ago. There's a pass out of bounds. Turnover to the Thunderbirds. Christy, we talked about whether the Blue Devils might be rusty after a two-week layoff. It appears not.
Doesn't seem to be rusty. Not at all.
Taylor Spurl returns, replacing Bella Brown.
And then the question becomes, when do you get to take your starters out?
Right. And it doesn't look an extraordinarily deep bench for Lodi, but
no. They've
got five reserves, six maybe.
Yep, looks like six. Three have played.
T-Bird basketball, sideline inbound. Dobush finds Gilbert, but it's off her fingers, out of bounds. Another turnover for the Thunderbirds. Lodi basketball, 8 minutes to go.
I didn't do any research on Dodgeville. Do you know anything about the Dodgeville teams?
I want to do some research here.
I was born in Dodgeville, so maybe does that make me an honorary Dodgeville Dodger?
Are you an honorary Dodger?
I think so.
Got an official timeout here.
Except then I'd have to wear orange and black, and I don't know if I can do that.
You would.
That's too Halloween.
Those aren't your colors?
That's not. I always felt bad for Portage because they had to wear those colors.
I feel bad for Portage for lots of reasons. Lodi basketball, under 8 minutes to go. There's a nice defensive effort and a steal by Taylen Bell. Comes away with it in the open floor. Finds Spurl. Spurl's going to swing it over to Gilbert. Top of the key. Three ball. Off the back of the rim, no good. Dobush nearly comes away with the rebound, but it's out of bounds. Baraboo is going to keep it. Spurl's going to look to inbound. Of course, the Dodgers representing the Southwest Conference. There'll be another non-conference doubleheader for Baraboo tomorrow. There's a ball dribbled, tipped away, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds.
Boy, and you can eat really good barbecue in that town. Bob's Barbecue. There's a little name in there that I won't say on the air.
Sponsorship pending.
Mm-hmm.
Inbound goes to Sabrina Hartman. She's double teamed and tied up. The ball will stay with Baraboo. So to answer your question, the Dodgers are 0-9 on the season.
Okay.
They're coming off a loss to Belleville on the 17th, so they've had quite a layoff as well.
Good job, Ben.
Baraboo will inbound. Spurl finds Maddie Gilbert on the left wing. Taylen Bell now on the dribble. Driving into traffic. Ball is knocked away. Stolen by Taylor Reese. She fires up court to Zoe Bai. Her shot attempt is no good, but there's guess who? Natalie Kelly there for the putback.
Wow. Wow, wow.
There's a cross-court pass nearly stolen by Kelly. Bell is able to gather, and her pass is out of bounds. They're going to say it's going to stay with Baraboo, who's off of one of the Blue Devils.
So dodgeball is one of those drives that isn't easy to me. I mean, it's beautiful, but there's not an easy way to get there. A lot of Baraboo's January trips are that way kind of too, where it's just a long drive and
no way to get there from here.
You know, heading to Beaver Dam, that's a long drive. Heading to Westfield, that's a long drive. I mean, it's an easy drive.
Taylor awesome. Spurl stops and pops a baseline mid-range jumper for two. Her first field goal. And the Dodgeville boys are 2-4 on the season. They're coming off a defeat, a two-point loss to New Glarus. Lodi 56, Baraboo 22. Thunderbirds have struggled here in the second half. They've only scored 7 points. There's a jumper off the mark for a strange way. Madeline Gilbert comes away with the loose ball. Madeline Gilbert's going to fire it for three. Right wing, that's off the bracket, no good. Reese with the rebound. Now Clary, operating in the open floor. Dribbling all the way to the rim. Her shot attempt no good. Strangeway grabs a rebound and is hacked. She's going to shoot a pair. And like me, are you getting messages from our partner, John Gunnell?
I am, but I love my message.
That his high school wore the orange and black. Proudly, no doubt.
Yeah, hang on. How come I didn't get to tell that info?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not.
Free throw is good. Strangeway's first point.
I love that he was a Thunderbird. I never knew that John Gunnell was a Thunderbird at Iola Scandinavia.
For sure. He's a Thunderbird
but
through
and through.
But I
feel bad that he had to wear orange and black. Ditto. I'm just going with that.
Strangeway's second attempt is no good. Gilbert comes away with the rebound. She's going to drive the whole distance. Oh, no. The ball's batted away. Now it's loose. Let's see if we have more bodies on the floor. We do not. Gracie Cleary is able to walk it up. Lodi nursing a 35-point lead. Patiently works the ball around the perimeter, but there's an entry pass that's stolen away. Maddie Gilbert's got it. She's been active on both ends. Under 5.5 to go here in this non-conference affair. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. Happy to be part of a quadruple header of Baraboo versus Lodi basketball today. There's a pass out of bounds. Turnover Baraboo. The pass over the head of Bella Brown.
And now we're being joined by John Gunnell because he's given us all kinds of good tidbits. Did you know that there are three Thunderbird teams in the state of Wisconsin?
Do tell.
Okay, Iola Scandinavia, Baraboo, of course, the Thunderbirds, and Lakeland, which is Minocqua. And I really think that there used to be a bypass. John, tell me if this is right, where a train thing that said Home of the Thunderbirds on it when we were driving up towards Minocqua.
We'll give John credit. He knows when it's a 35-point margin that we need some filler material.
We do.
Here on the drive, Zoe by scores. Nice little baseline drive and score for by. It's now 59-22 Lodi.
6 points in the second half.
Bella Brown picks up her dribble left wing, finds Spurl. Spurl's going to try to penetrate. She's going to stop and pop. 10 feet. No good. Rebound to Lodi, but there's a foul. Ella Pierce got her on the arm. Fouled Izzy by after the rebound. So that's going to go the other way to Lodi. Ava Ballweg is going to return, replacing Taylor Reese.
Now I want to see the mascots for those Thunderbirds. I want to see their logos. I want the whole spiel because I don't think anybody can rate with the Baraboo Thunderbirds.
Well, of course.
I mean, come on.
Goes without saying. 59-22, Lodi leads Baraboo. Under 4.5 minutes to go. Remember that John Gunnell and I will be with you for the boys' varsity game, roughly 7 p.m. Blue Devils patiently working the ball around the perimeter. Izzy Bai out at the logo, gets it over to Zoe Bai. Zoe Bai finds Clary,
whoa.
Spins, grabs. Misses from the right block, gets her own rebound. She's going to dribble out and set it up. She does it all. She slices.
Does.
She dices. She purees.
1999.
Zoe by on the bounce. They swing it over to Cleary, right wing. Under 4 minutes to go. Izzy by left wing. Gets it back to Cleary. T-Birds have trailed for most of the game. They knotted it up at 7 early in the first half. It was a tight game until the end of the first half when the Blue Devils roared away for a 20-point halftime lead.
And they have not slowed down.
They have not. They only recently called off the full court 1-2-2 press. Gave the T-Birds some troubles. Both teams seem content to let some time run off here. We're down to 3 minutes. Any Reeve a foul on the ball. They got Taylor Spurl, I believe.
This is classic Reedsburg basketball. If you've watched years and years of Reedsburg basketball, which I've done, all of a sudden they just play keep away.
Sure.
And it takes a...
Spurl and Cassidy Gates. Not Spurl, I should say. Cassidy Gates and Peyton Stelzer enter the game, replacing Maddie Gilbert and Sydney Dobush. Under 3 minutes to go. It's still Lodi ball. Not a shooting foul. And here we've got an offensive foul. They're going to get Ava Baldwig with the charge. Turnover to the Thunderbirds.
Oh, there we go. T-Bird Country. That's what it was.
If I ever doubted Feldy, we've been provided a photo of the T-Bird Bridge in Minocqua.
You know what? John Gunnell and I make a really good team.
Bad news for you. I'm not bowing out.
You don't have to bow out. I'm just saying.
We should add a three-person booth.
We've been a good team since the day he came to Bear Room, and I like that.
Ava Baldwig checks out, replaced by Josie Varney for the Blue Devils. Bella Brown, meanwhile, fires up for three.
Bella.
That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Bella Brown.
Hope Grandma's listening in Florida.
Does Grandma know about our rainy conditions? We're going to lose all our snow today, Grandma.
Well, that's because I
couple inches
her
of rain.
Send us some warmth. She did.
It worked. We got spring-like temperatures here for this holiday week game. Meanwhile, Bella Brown's going to fire again for three.
Boy,
off the rim,
she
no
had
good.
It too.
Rebounded by Isabella Johnson. She'll walk it up as well and start the Blue Devils offense. Gracie Burkholder in the game also for Lodi. They've emptied the bench here. Strangeway is going to fire up a long two. No good. Cassidy Gates gets tied up on the rebound. It's stolen away from her by Isabella Johnson, and it's out of bounds.
She just did a little push her out of bounds.
Nobody told the T-Birds that Lodi will just take the ball from you if you aren't moving with it. It's going to be a baseline inbound for Lodi. Johnson's going to fire from distance. That's a triple for Isabella Johnson. Lodi leads by 37. Taylor Spurl is going to fire a jumper from the free throw line on the other end. No good. Lodi with the rebound. Both teams with a lot of reserves on the floor. Under a minute and a half to go. There's a ball stolen away. Bella Brown's got
it. Help, help, help. There you go, Bella.
She finds Cassidy Gates. Fires up court to Spurl. She's the lone starter still on the floor. I take it back. There's the other starter, Ella
there
Pierce.
We go, Ella Pierce.
She gets a put back. Grabs the offensive rebound. Finishes her first basket. Under a minute to go. It's Lodi 62, Baraboo 27. Lodi still looking to score. Shot attempt no good, but there's a putback for Josie Varney. That's no good. Lodi's going to get a third chance here. Varney again. Nope, it's swatted away by Spurl. Now Spurl on the dribble. 2-on-1. Looking to score at the rim. Shot is blocked, but it's out of bounds to Baraboo.
Spurl does not hesitate to get in there, does she?
She is. She's feisty. Never afraid to mix it up. Inbound goes to Cassidy Gates. She's going to fire. Jumper is off the front rim, no good. Hey, when you're a reserve getting your minutes, you get an open look, fire away, baby.
Why not?
You might not get another chance. Lodi basketball, we're under 20 seconds to go. You imagine they're going to just run the clock out here. It's Blue Devils 62, Thunderbirds 27. We'll see if we get a last-second shot attempt. There's a ball, a pass knocked out of bounds by, or I should say nearly out of bounds by Stelzer. But it stays on the floor, so that will be our final. Lodi 62, Baraboo 27. We want to remind you, in case you just joined us, we're going to be bringing you the boys' action as well. Tip time roughly 7 p.m., so this is the second of four games between Baraboo and Lodi here today. In the JV girls contest, Baraboo beat Lodi 37-22. Now in tonight's varsity game, Lodi rolling to a 62-27 win. We'll have the boys' junior varsity game coming up next, followed by the boys' varsity contest. And, of course, that'll be another non-conference game here with Lodi representing the Capital North and Baraboo the Badger Small. But just to set the stage for you there, when John Gunnell and I bring you that game at 7, the Blue Devils come in at 3-2 under Coach Ben Lystico. They're coming off a 74-33 win at Wisconsin Heights 2 weeks ago, so they've had a bit of a layoff as well, as did the girls' team. The T-Bird boys come in at 3-4. They're 1-2 in the Badger Small. Their last game was a 85-71 defeat at McFarland a week ago. Christy, have you had time to do your math?
I've had enough time. My math doesn't come out to the score. It's as simple as that. I got totally distracted by Baraboo Thunderbirds, by Thunderbirds being in different parts of the state.
I can tell.
I couldn't help it.
Well, your best guess. Who do we have for the leading scorers?
I have Gracie Terry ending the night for Lodi with 18 points. Taylor Reese had 13. Natalie Kelly had 15. Zoe Bai with 6. Ballwig with 4. Isabella Johnson with 3. And Izzy Bahi with 2. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Maddie Gilbert led the night with 12. Taylor Spurl popped in 3. Bella Brown had her first, I think their first home basket of the season, to
Is that
be honest
right?
with you. Had 2 points. Ella Pierce had 2. Sabrina Hartman had 4 in the first half. Taylan Bell had 2. And Katie Funmaker had 1.
Well, we talked about how the T-Birds were able to keep in the game early in the first half. We had a couple of tie scores in the opening minutes, but toward the end of the first half, Lodi really blew the score open. They were efficient offensively and vigorous defensively.
Boy, they were, and Baraboo had a hard time keeping up with that on both sides.
So for the T-Birds, they fall on the season 2-1-6. As for Lodi, they improved to 7-3. Now their next game, they're going to host Edgerton on Monday, the last game of the break week here, week and a half. And for the T-Birds, they're going to hit the road along with the boys' varsity to face the Dodgers in Dodgeville tomorrow. And the girls also will be in action at Mauston on Thursday, and that's part of the road game heavy January we talked about,
Christy. It is. Dodgeville, Mauston, Portage. Then they're going to be home with us. Edgewood and Mount Horeb, but boy, oh boy. Busy.
For sure. And our next girls' broadcast is going to be when the Thunderbirds host Edgewood on Tuesday, January 7th. And after our broadcast tonight of Baraboo versus Lodi, our next boys' broadcast will be versus those dreaded Reedsburg Beavers on January 3rd.
That's always a good game.
For sure. We'll expect there to be some electricity in the building for Baraboo versus Reedsburg.
I think there will be. I'm a little concerned about Edgewood coming in. They're ranked second in the state in Division II this season. They have the same team pretty much that they had last year, and that'll be a tough matchup.
For sure. Well, whether you join us on 99.7 Max FM or on the Civic Media mobile app, on the internet at max.fm or via the NFHS network, for Christy Feld, I am Ben Bromley, thanking you for joining us and looking forward to seeing you for the next weeknight home game here on all these same stations. Be sure to join us for the boys' game at 7 p.m. tonight.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Maximum Music, Max FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A U.S. official saying a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for the plane crash in Kazakhstan, killing 38 of the 67 people on board. Russian media reporting that the plane was attacked by a Ukrainian drone. A new report from the federal government showing homelessness set a new high.
In 2024, the count was 771,480 people, an 18% increase from the prior year and a new record. The Department of Housing and Urban Development cites housing costs, rising inflation, displacement from natural disasters, a spike in immigration, and the ending of certain government benefits that were in place during the pandemic.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President-elect Trump has filed a brief with the Supreme Court stating his opposition to a TikTok ban, asking for a stay of the January 19th divestiture deadline to, quote, allow his incoming administration to pursue a negotiated resolution that could prevent a nationwide shutdown of TikTok. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Milwaukee man identified as 23-year-old Roosevelt Davis in custody in Kentucky in connection with a Friday morning shooting that killed a woman and injured another. He allegedly admitted driving from Milwaukee for the purpose of killing both women. Police in Milwaukee still looking for whoever fired the shots that struck and seriously injured a young girl